today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music. It's not that big a deal.
Greetings, yes, and hello to all. Thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. Thanks for listening to our music podcast. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to say hello and welcome to another day of April 2023 new music. All right. Been really finding some cool records to listen to from these picks. Really been enjoying it. So thanks to everybody who's called in. We still got quite a few here and to go, and we're on our fourth or fifth episode, I believe, of this series. So thanks, everybody. We got three callers today, and it's great to hear from all three of these people who occasionally contribute to new music, which I very, 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 very much appreciate. Thank you. Thank you. And we're going to get to those in just one second. Before we do, I want to remind you there's a page out there on the internet. And if you just go to suburbspod.com/fest, F-E-S-T, you will see the information for our two upcoming fests for 2023. We are going to go to Louisville, Kentucky, and also back in the D.C. area right around the end of September, our traditional time that we have done that the last couple of years. So let me tell you really quickly, August 3rd through August 5th, Louisville, Kentucky. Okay, we're going to have events Thursday night. We're going to a minor league ball game to see the Louisville Bats against the Omaha Storm Chasers. And we all know that means bad news for the Storm Chasers. And then on Friday, we have our live Hootenanny and open mic with live band karaoke. It's a free event at Gravelly Brewing. Music, beer, Frank Muffin. What else do you need? And then on Saturday, we've got two events, a live podcast recording from 2 to 5. And then to wrap it all up, Dash Rip Rock and the Excuses tearing it up at 21st in Germantown. All right. So go there, suburbspod.com/fest. And then we are starting to build the events for the Suburbs Fest in D.C., which will feature also Frank Muffin and the Half Smokes, who played an incredible show last year. You wouldn't want to miss it. All right. With that, let's keep things local here and hear from the other guy representing the Falls Church crew.
Greetings to the cast and crew of Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Bill Mulligan with a new music pick for April. My choice is Evangelina by Coulter Wall, a cover of the Hoyt Axton song about a man, probably a cowboy, trying to reach the woman he loves. Wall's version sounds like it could have been heard during a cattle drive campfire in the 1890s. His baritone voice has a weight of experience and a weariness that belies his 27 years of age, and it is a perfect fit for the austere and desolate beauty of the Sonoran Desert, which is the setting of the song. Evangelina is an early release from Wall's fourth full-length album, Little Songs, which is due in July.
And I dream in the morning that she brings me water. And I dream in the evening that she brings me wine. Does the poor man's daughter wear the peñas go south of the border in old Mexico? There's a great hot desert south of Mexicali. Don't got water, you better not go. Aquila won't get you across that desert, Evangelina, in old Mexico. And the fire I feel for the woman I love is driving me say, knowing she's waiting, and I can't get there. God only knows that I racked my brain. Try to find.
Hi, this is Enrique calling from Puerto Rico with my selections for the month of April. The first one is a track by the band We Intend to Cause Havoc, or Witch. They formed in the early 70s in Zambia, and their last album came out in 1984. Sorry, no echo there. Almost four decades later, they just released the song Avalanche of Love, featuring Samba the Great on vocals. It is like an avalanche of 70s soul grooves that find some Tame Impala or Flaming Lips sounds along the way. Their new album, Zango, comes out in June. They will be playing in DC on the 23rd. My second selection is by Winona Riders, a band from Argentina, not to be confused with the Winona Riders out of California. They released the EP Esto es lo que obtenes cuando te cansas de lo que ya obtuviste, or This is what you get when you are tired of everything else you got. From that EP, I give you Dopamina. Keep rocking the suburbs.
Jim and Patrick, Suburbs Pod people. It's Herb with my new music pick for April. I didn't have one until the very end of the month when I saw in Paste Magazine newsletter 83-year-old Ian Hunter came out with a new album. I didn't realize he was really still making music. The last album of his I had was back in like 1980 with Short Back and Sides, which was his kind of take on new wave music. Anyway, this album, which he did with a mess of kind of an all-star lineup that includes Mike Campbell, Ringo Starr, Jeff Beck, the DeLeo brothers, Taylor Hawkins, Jeff Tweedy, and a bunch of other guys. And this album would just fit in with any of his discography from like the from the 70s, easy. His voice is starting to sound a little worse for wear. He's sounding a little like a cross between Willie Nile and Keith Richards, but it definitely fits in the kind of music he's playing. The first two songs on this album, Defiance, which he plays with Slash, and Bed of Roses, which is with Ringo and Mike Campbell, are two real standouts. But the whole album is really good. I was pleasantly surprised, and I'm sure you'll be too. So that's it for now. Talk to you later.
Right. Thanks to everybody. Great to hear from Enrique. Always cool, eclectic picks. I love that guy's taste in music. He's always finding cool stuff. I had no idea there was a band called the Winona Riders. That's great. And even more surprisingly, Ian Hunter. I had no idea that he had a new album out. But I do want to tell you a little story about Ian Hunter's album that Herb mentioned, Short Back and Sides. A long time ago, I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast, I used to work at a record store. And Ian Hunter's Short Back and Sides was in the cutout bin. It was either 99 cents or $1.99. I can't remember. And used to have at the Musicland a cutout bin that was right in the front there. And I swear that thing stayed in there for so long. We would occasionally get these boxes, just random boxes of cutouts that would come, and you'd just open the box and put the whole box in that thing. But, you know, albums came and went, and I bought all my Brian Eno albums out of there, which was one of the luckiest things that ever happened to me, and all kinds of stuff. But the poor Ian Hunter Short Back and Sides album didn't go anywhere. And it's very distinctive. It's kind of like a shot up from above him. You know, he's got sunglasses on and his hair's short in the back and on the sides. And finally, I said to myself, I have to rescue this album because it's never going to leave. And I want to give it a home. So I bought it. I took it home. It turns out it's such a great album. It really is, man. And I don't know at the time if I knew a whole lot about his other career works with Mott the Hoople and all that. But I came to learn eventually. And I just love that album, Short Back and Sides. It's so good. Thanks, Herb, for that pick and for reminding me of that. I just wanted to share that little anecdote. As soon as I heard that name of that album, I hadn't thought about it in years. My mind went right back to that incident. And I'm glad I brought it home and didn't just put it with the other records and say, like, here's your new friends. Like, hang out with all the new friends you have in the H section here. But I played it, which was great, and really, really was awesome to do that. So I felt like I was doing a good thing, you know. Taking a stray home and rescuing it and bringing it to a bigger family. But it turns out the music was great too. So anyway, that's what I have to say about Ian Hunter. And thanks very much for calling in. And that's a cool pick. Good eagle eye. I had no clue Ian Hunter was still kicking around. So that's great. And it sounds like a lot of all-star collaborators. All right, folks, that is going to do it for this week. Yes, we have made it through the week with April 2022 new music. And just looking here, we've got enough to do two more shows. So Monday and Tuesday will be April new music. And we've got some good stuff in the can, as I mentioned. And we will crack that open next week. All right. With that, I want to say thanks for listening. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Music. Beer, Frank Muffin.